Parshas Bamidba, Aval Pitzatzal points out that it's interesting, the wording of the first pasuk in Bamidba. It says, Bamidbar Sinai Boel Moed. When we address, for instance, a letter, we all know that we will say Brooklyn, New York, the smaller area first, in a larger area second, because the smaller area is contained within the larger area. So you would think that here also it should have said Ba'oel Moed, which was written in Midbar Sinai, but it says just the opposite. Harav Alvitz Atzal explains what Hashem is showing us here is, in actuality, this is the truth of truths, because the whole universe is contained within the Ohel Moed. The Ohel Moed, which symbolizes the Makom Hashem, and we all know that the Makom Hashem is the whole universe. And the world was given to human beings in order to change that physical into the spiritual, to make the world into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Ohel Moed. Not that it should be only in a certain place, the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, or now where it was in Midbar Sinai. No. The whole universe, we have to make everywhere the Beis HaMikdash, that the whole universe becomes the living, breathing Beis HaMikdash, all focused on fulfilling the will of Hashem. We also have to understand why Hashem chose to give the Torah in a midbar, a desert, uninhabitable. We think the Torah HaKadosha would be given the most beautiful, publicized place. But the truth is, it's just the opposite. What Hashem wants to show is that the most beautiful thing, if it's intrinsically beautiful and truthful, the greatest gift to the world, no matter where you give it, it shines forth. And not only that, it's to show that someone who follows the will of Hashem, as the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita points out in Paparos L'Chachma, that he never lacks anything. He can be in the midbar, but Hashem will take care of his needs. Sure, we're not allowed to be somech on the knees, but we have to understand that if we fulfill the will of Hashem, no matter where we are, Hashem will take care. That's the point of a midbar. And as we know, Hashem showed it. In the midbar, they did not have to worry about earning a living or whatever. All their needs were taken care of. They had the bear of Miriam for their water, the man from heaven, all to show this point, that when you fulfill the will of Hashem, you don't need anything else. You will definitely be taken care of, all your needs. Just as the Gemara says, as Rosh Hashiva points out, in the Gemara Makis, that there's 365 lavin, 248 essen. Even without the world, the Torah would be fulfilled as far as the negative precepts. There's no one here to transgress them. But as far as the positive, it's only the human being, ultimately, that can fulfill the will of Hashem through those positive precepts. And that's why Hashem made 248 limbs in the body, corresponding to the 248 essence. That's the goal of the human being. It's a responsibility to actively fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem. And that's why also, as the Gemara points out in Yuma, that when the man is described as Dak Mechuspas, Mechuspas is 248. Because one of the things with the man, it was completely absorbed within the body, all 248 limbs. So they would not even need the Beis HaKisei to not waste 1 second. The ideal, to be totally absorbed and occupied to fulfill the will of Hashem. And that's why also Bamidbar is also Gematria 248. To teach you that if you occupy yourself totally in the Torah, then you can be in the most desolate place and still all your physical needs will be taken care of. And that's pshat also in the Mishnah Avos. Emein Torah ein Kemach. If there's no Torah, you can't have Kemach. And so also Emein Kemach ein Torah, that's also pshat. That if there's no Kemach, of course, that's the way Hashem created this world to be. But it depends how you get that Kemach. Sure, Emein Kemach ein Torah. But you can get to the Madrege of the Yidden in the Midbar, that your Kemach you won't have to worry about. It will be there, so you can occupy yourself as you do, and you should, completely, in fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem uses an interesting lashon for count. In Pasuk Beis, says, Se'u es rosh kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Lift the head of all the congregation of B'nai Yisrael. And Hashem is showing us by this how beloved each and every individual is to Hashem. B'nai Yisrael as a whole, of course, rightly so, as Rashi explains, Mitochi Basan Lefanov, he's counting them because of all the nations of the world, and they had their chance even before us to accept the Torah. We were the only one as a nation as a whole to become the Am Hashem. But even after that, Hashem is pointing out to us that each and every individual is so important to Him as the greatest tzaddik. Why? Because each and individual can become the greatest tzaddik, equal to the greatest tzaddik. He has that potential, no matter what his station in life is. As long as he uses his whole heart and soul, all his kochos, capabilities that he has, that was given to him by Hashem, to the utmost, to fulfill the will of Hashem, then he's equal to the greatest tzaddik. As a Gemara says, the Mishnah, Bishvil Lil Nivra Olam, that one individual that fulfills the will of Hashem completely, all the universe, from beginning till end, from its creation till the end of time in this world, is worth for that individual to be created. And that's what Hashem is showing. Not also to be enticed by the Yetzer Hara, even if Chas v'Shalom a person slips. As the Mishnah Avos says, Al tirasha b'fnei atzmecha, which is the biggest Yetzer Hara, that a person feels that if he's done something, or more than one thing, how can he ever come back to Hashem? It's hopeless, Chas v'Shalom. As the Gemara says, if a person is sincere, can't fool Hashem. But if he's sincere and he really, truly wants to do a tshuva shlema, he can turn even the averis he has done in the past into the mitzvahs, as the Gemara says, if it's done me'ava. And even if it's the tshuva done me'ira, he can still take away all the averis he's done. And we can understand that very well, because Hashem knows that if this person, if he's done that tshuva shlema, had the opportunity to do it again, he would not have done it. And sometimes, as the Rambam explains, Hilchus Tshuva, that Hashem will again give that person a test. And he will pass it with flying colors. And that's why Hashem is showing us here, Su'u es rosh, lift all of an, every single individual. The count wasn't done by approximation. Every single person was important. That's what we have to all understand. And as Rosh Hashiva says in Parshas Nitzavim, Zavim kulchem hayom, you are all, so to speak, at the east wall, up in front. As long as you're all doing your job. There in Parshas Nisavim, especially, we see clearly at the beginning the Pesukim, it's not only the 20 to 60, which was a reason here for counting them alone, the males, but there it applies, as here also, in the meaning, but there explicitly in the Pesukim, that men, women, children, all are included. The parasha also shows us the importance of names, as in Pasuk Beis, B'mispar Shemos, with the count of names. Pasuk He, Be'eli Shemos Ho Anoshim, Asher Yamdu Etchem. Not just Anoshim, as if the Shemos Anoshim are standing with you. And as we see from the Gemara, it's so true, that the Gemara explains in Brachas, other places, how we can tell by the name of a person, if we have that chachma, the potential of that person. Of course, it could be used for good or bad, but the name tells us that. Asher shom sam shamos ba'aretz, atipei shamos l'shemos shmos. That's the Gemara Dashans from the Pasuk in Tehillim. And that's what we can see also here. That if we look at the Gemara Dashans, certain names, but for instance, by Reuven, Elitzur ben Shedeur, we see clearly, Keli is my God, is my rock. Shakai, Ur, is in light. Shlumiel, the Shlemus is with Hashem, Kel. Suri, Shakoi, my rock is Shakai, Hashem. Nachshon ben Aminadav, Nachshon, could say from Nachash, supernatural, the way he led, his abilities. People would look at him, about Maifa, so to speak, because of his great tzidkis. Aminadav was giving, literally, my people, Nadav, Anadava, given over to the people, a true leader. So we see that all of them, if we go through the list, had this potential and carried it out. True leaders of people. And that's why in Pasuk Yud Zayin, he uses a Lashon Asher Nikvu B'Shemos, very unusual Lashon. Comes from the root Nekev, hope. What does it mean? As Rosh Hashiva points out, one shot you can say, like from boring through, was through and through the names of a person, like we just mentioned before. That's their capability. It's completely inside and out, developed, hopefully for the good. And we can also say, Nikvu from Nekev, that it can wear out, so to speak, but in a positive way. People think the prestige, the power that goes together with leadership. But a true leader, sure, they have power, they may have prestige, but the ones who are truly giving over themselves completely to the people, their headaches, so to speak, are not worth the other things. The only reason those tremendous headaches, in quotes, are worth it is because you're fulfilling the will of Hashem. the ava that you have for Klal Yisrael, the ava you have to fulfill the Torah the way it should be, then all the troubles fall by the wayside. They're not troubles anymore. They're not headaches in that sense. It's along the lines of someone who finds the greatest treasures in the midbar. The only thing is, he has to lug it with his last ounce of strength, but he will still live through it, but he'll have to do it a long and tiring toiling through the desert with the scenario of the greatest heat possible that he can survive with for a long, long time till he gets the civilization to, so to speak, enjoy it. And when we take a picture of this person, sure, he'll be sweating and krechsen, but it will be with joy, with the greatest smile on his face, because he knows what he has, the greatest treasure, so to speak. And that's here also. When you're fulfilling the Torah, it's the infinite treasure of all time that Hashem gave us, with the infinite simcha for all eternity, for fulfilling it. And that's the point here. So sure, a true leader is nekev, that holy, both ways. There's also a question asked in Parshas Noso, next week's Parsha, Mitzvah Hashem, by Chamishi, the second Pasuk after Chamishi. It says, when the Nesiim brought, which was actually a month earlier than where we are now, the Kabanos at the Chanukas, the Mizbeach of the Mishkan, and it says, Heim hom dim al hapkudim. And Rashi says there that these are the ones that stood with Moshe and Aaron when Bnei Yisrael were counted. And he brings the pasuk here. So of course we have to question, this came after, not before. So what's pshat when it says Heim hom dim al hapkudim? As if also we see here that it would seem that now is when the Nesiim were picked out, when Hashem is telling him which Nasi from each Shevet should be together with him at the count. And as we see from the Pasuk, which we pointed out, it was already picked out. So Rosh Hashiva explains that the difference is that there, as we know, Gadol B'Yisrael is not a vote with voting machines or whatever to choose the Gadol. The people, of course, pick the Gadol Yisrael, but it's done, for instance, by people asking a Shaila, very happy with it. It spreads more and more about the greatness of the person, and automatically they become the chosen leader of Bnei Israel. That's the same thing here. The truth is, of course, that the Bnei Israel picked and were satisfied and consented to have these Nesiim as their leaders. As Rashi there points out, that's same Rashi, but the one right before that pasuk, shall you shortem leim b'Mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim yet. So what only here is being pointed out is, so to speak, Hashem putting His signature, approval, haskama, on these Nesiim, and we can say that now He's telling them, Nikvu b'shemes, as we said before, they are here to stay. Before, they could have retired. They could have quit their job, maybe, if they felt that they wanted to, for whatever reason. As we know, what comes along with leadership, complaints, not too many praises for what they did, many times everything is forgotten, like his human nature, all the good things. And one thing that they think might not even be really negative. But even if they think it's negative, even if it is a slip-up, that's remembered, and as if all the others for the years of good is forgotten. But here Hashem is saying, this is it. Now it's permanent. And that's what we can say also, Pshat in that Rashi, Hemom Dim Al Kudim, that Rashi brings, Lav Dafka. You could say also, Homdim alavkudim, that stood appointees. Pakud is also Lashon, as Rashi points out, other times a launch of an appointee. They were appointed already in Mitzrayim, as Rashi right before says. And Rashi is just bringing in, agav, the future count in this Lashon of Pakudim also. You see after Sheni, when it gives the count of the Shvatim, that by Shevet Shimon in Pasuk Chav Beis, it has a word that's not used by any of the other Shvatim. A singular expression of Pekudav. We have Pekudehem by all of them, and Shimon also. But this word that is put by Shevet Shimon, Pekudav, is not by any of the other Shvatim. One thing we might say is, there is a Yalkut that says in the time of the Shoftim that every Shevet had at some time a Shevet that led the people. As we know, before the Malachim came. And Shimon is the only exception. You could say that the reason why is because of the Rachman al-Islan Maisa Balpa'or with the Nasi of Shevet Shimon and the Shevet, and also having the chutzpah to go against Moshe Rabbeinu in front of all the people, that because of that they were taken to task and punished in this way also. And that's a Lashon Pekudav, so to speak, singular, his own, by himself. A Nasi, a Shofet, so to speak, will only be for his tribe, but not for all B'nai Yisrael in the future. When we come to the Degolim, when you have the sections of three tribes, each separate groups, we also have an exception in the expression of the Pasuk by three tribes. That's in Perek Beis, Pasuk Vav, by Yisachar, Utzva'o Ufkudov, also by Zvulun, Utzva'o Ufkudov, Pasuk Ches, and by Ruvain, in Pasuk Yod Aleph, Utzva'o Ufkudov. Otherwise, in all the others, you have the plural, which is Ufakudehem. And as Rosh Hashiva points out, we can say, as we know, Fukudav is an individual expression. Fukudim, plural. And what the Pesukim are showing us is how the individual was affected in a different way by their proximity to other Shvatim. And of course, as we always know, it could be for good or for bad. And the first two, which is, as Rashi brings from Chazal, in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chav Tes, and Pasuk Lamed Ches, the famous expression Tov la Tzadik, Tov l'Shcheino. It is good for the Tzadik And it is good for the Shachin that he's next to the Tzaddik, that they are learning from the ways of the Tzaddik, never to lapse into the clutches of the Yetzer Hara. And that is symbolized by Yisach and Zvulun, who are the Shechinim of Moshe Rabbeinu. Whereas Reuven is Oyel Rosh HaVoyel Shechinai. As we know, by Korach, that Dosen Vavirim, Mosayim V'chamishim Ish, Shem Korach V'doso, said they were next to them, Shechinim, and they learned the other way, the bad influence. And therefore, this is what the Pesukim are pointing out. We have a choice in front of us, influenced by good or by bad. Make the right choice, that it should be Toiv Batzadik, Toiv Vashcheino, and not Chas V'Sholom Oil Roshe V'Oil Vashcheino. Times, as the Rambam says, which are Pesukim, that one must even leave the place, even to a midbar, in order to get away from the terrible influences of his surroundings. We see that by the counts, Hashem giving the count of the individuals, yet at the end puts all the count together, all of them in one group. And of course, as we know, we could have ourselves counted it up and find that sum total. But the repeat, we can say, as Darash Moshe explains, is to teach us at the point that sometimes we know that there's a difference between the individual and the group. But what Hashem is showing, as we said before, each individual, of course, is of utmost importance. But, of course, also, the ideal is that there shouldn't be just individuals. That the whole group, as Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mi yitein kol am Hashem neviim. The ideal would be that all human beings fulfill the will of Hashem to the greatest potential. That's the ideal, the most beautiful way. And we see also that Hashem shows us by the count of the Levim that they are counted from infants. Even though the count of Bnei Yisrael from 20 to 60, different reasons for that, because there were other reasons as far as Nachala, as far as going out, soldiers. As far as the Levim, who were the, so to speak, Kol El Shevet, and rightly so, because they proved themselves as a Shevet as a whole, no other Shevet kept the faith, so to speak, as they did throughout the trials and tribulations. But as the Rambam and the Ran in the Dorim says, that one has to realize, the Rambam is at the end of Hilchos Shemitah, that everyone has the ability to be Levi. Everyone has the ability to choose that path for all future generations. And that's why they are counted from infants, to show us that it must begin from birth. There was a reason, of course, as Rashi brings from Chazal, why they were 1 month. But of course, the training, as the Gemara brings down, has to be from the womb, from birth. That's always the ideal. One can never say, as the Mishnah said, Liksha Efna Eshna, I'll have time later on, I don't have time now, whatever it is. You have to make the time, because Dilma Lo Sipanya. And never say that if this opportunity is missed, it's okay. No, never think like that. If chas v'shalom it is, as we explained before, sincere tshuva, you can make it up. But never think that way. That's chas v'shalom along the lines of, like the Gemara says in Yuma, that if a person says, echatev oshev, I'll sin do tshuva, thinking that way, chas v'shalom, then they must speak and be able to lasos tshuva. The point is to always be known to the end of the person that every single second counts. That's the ideal. As the great tzaddikim understand and know, time, the most precious gift from Hashem, what you can accomplish for all eternity, just with 1 second. That's what Hashem is showing by the tribe of Levi, the classic to learn from.